We must have the watch.
Not this hour, Lieutenant. It's not yet 10 o'clock. Our general cast us this early for the love of his Desdemona. He has not yet made wanton the night with her, and she is fought for Jove.
She is the most exquisite lady.
Aye, that she is. Well, happiness to their sheep. Come, Lieutenant, I have a stoup of wine, and here with us are a brace of Cyprus gallants that would fain have a measure to the health of Black Othello.
Not tonight, good Iago. I have very poor and unhappy brains for drinking.
Oh, they are our friends. But one cup. I'll drink for you.
I have drunk but one cup tonight, and dare not pass my weakness with any more.
What, man? 'Tis a night of revels. The gallants desire it.
Where are they?
Here at the door. I pray you call them.
I'll do it, but it dislikes me.
I can fasten but one cup upon him with that which he hath drunk tonight already. He'll be as full of quarrel and offence as my young mistress's dog. Now, my sick fool Rodrigo to Desdemona hath tonight caroused potations pottle deep, and he's to watch. Three lords of Cyprus, noble swelling spirits, have I tonight flustered with flowing cups, and they watch too. Now, amongst this flock of drunkards, am I to put our Cassio in some action that may offend the isle? But here he comes.
Montano and most noble lords, welcome! Cassio, a drink to the health of our general.
Oh, God, they have given me a draught already.
Oh, good faith, the little one, not past a pint, as I am a soldier.
To the health of our general.
And I am for it, Lieutenant, and will do you justice.
Well, no more of this. Let us to our affairs, and God forgive us our sins. Do not think, gentlemen, I am drunk. This is my ensign, this is my right hand, and this is my left hand. I am not drunk now. I can stand well enough and speak well enough.
Excellent well.
Very well, then. You must not think that I am drunk.
Come, masters, let's set the watch.
My lord, This fellow that has gone before, he is a soldier fit to stand by Caesar and give direction. And do see his vice. Take pity of him. I fear the trust Othello puts in Cassio on some odd time of his infirmity will shake the island.
And that is he often less?
It is ever more the prologue to his sleep.
Well, it is great pity that the noble Moor should hazard such a place as his own second with one of an ingraft infirmity. Mm-hmm. It were an honest action to say so to the Moor.
Not I, for this fair island. I do love Cassio well and would do much to cure him of this evil. But hark, what noise?
Those rogues! Caracal! What's the matter, Lieutenant?
And they teach me my duty.
But I'll be
him into a wicker bottle!
Oh, feed me!
That's not great, rogue! Good Lieutenant, I pray you, sir, hold your hand.
Let me go, sir, or I'll...
Come, you drunk!
Drunk!
You drink away and cry a mutiny.
Cry?
Nay, good Lieutenant! God's will, gentlemen! Help, masters! Here's a goodly watch indeed. Who's that that rings the bell? Diablo ho! The town will rise! God's will, Lieutenant Holmes! You will be shamed forever!
What is the matter here?
Room! I bleed still! I am hurt to the death!
He dies!
Oh, for your life!
Hold! The general speaks to you! Hold for shame!
From whence arises this? Are we turned curse and to ourselves do that which heaven hath forbid the Ottomites? The Christian shame! By this barbarous wrong! He that stirs next dies upon his motion. Silence that dreadful bell and fight the isle from her propriety!
My lord!
Honest Iago, that looks dead with grieving. Speak, who began this? On thy love I charge thee.
If partially a find or leaved in office, thou dost deliver more or less than truth.
Thou art no soldier.
I had rather have this tongue cut from my mouth than it should do offense to Michael Cassio. Yet I persuade myself to speak the truth. Shall nothing wrong him. Thus it is, General.
Montano and myself being in speech, there comes a fellow crying out for help, and Cassio following him with determined sword to execute upon him. Montano here steps in to Cassio and entreats his pause. Myself, the crying fellow, did pursue. He, swift of foot, outran my purpose. When I returned, I found Cassio and this noble gentleman at blow and thrust, even as again they were when you yourself did part them. More of this matter can I not report. But men are men. The best sometimes forget.
I know, Iago. Thy honesty and love doth mince this matter, making it light to Cassio.
Cassio!
I love thee, but nevermore be officer of mine.
Good fellow?
Look, if my gentle love be not raised up, I'll make thee an example.
What is the matter, dear?
All's well now, sweet, and come away to bed. For your hurts, Montano, myself will be your surgeon. Lead him off. Iago, look with care about the town and silence those whom this vile brawl distracted. Come, Desdemona. It is the soldier's life to have their balmy slumbers waked with strife.
Are you hurt, Lieutenant?
Aye. Partial surgery.
Marry, God forbid.
Reputation. I have lost my reputation.
As I am an honest man, I thought you had received some bodily wound. There is more offense in that than in reputation. What man? There are ways to recover the general again. You are but now cast in his mood. A punishment more in policy than malice. Sue to him again, and he's yours.
I will rather sue to be despised than to deceive so good a commander with so slight, so drunken, and indiscreet an officer. Drunk, and speak parrot, and squabble, swagger, swear, and discourse fustian with one's own shadow. Oh, thou invisible spirit of wine. If thou hast no name to be known by, let us call thee devil. Aye, drunk. Come.
You, or any man living, may be drunk at some time. I'll tell you what you shall do. Our general's wife is now the general. Confess yourself freely to her. Importune her help to put you in your place again.
You advise me well.
I protest in the sincerity of love and honest kindness.
I think it freely. And betimes in the morning will I beseech the virtuous Desdemona to undertake for me. I am desperate of my fortunes if they check me here.
You are in the right. Good night, Lieutenant. I must to the watch.
Good night. Honest, Iago.
And what's he then that says I play the villain? When this advice is free, I give. And honest.
Iago.
How now, Rodrigo?
My money is almost spent. I have been tonight exceedingly well cudgeled, and I shall have so much experience for my pains and no money at all. And with that wit, return to Venice.
How poor are they that have not patience?
Does not go well?
Huh? Cassio has beaten thee, and yes. Thou, by that small hurt, hast cashiered Cassio.
Content thyself a while.
By the master's morning. So retire thee. Go where thou art billeted.
Oh. Away, I say.
Thou shalt know more hereafter.
Nay.
Get thee gone.
Two things are to be done. My wife must move for Cassio to her mistress. I'll set her on. Myself a while to draw the Moor apart and bring him jump when he may Cassio find soliciting his wife.
Aye, that's the way.
Thou not devise by coldness and delay.